No, the little stub that's on the left-hand side.
Right here? Oh, yeah.
How many technologists does it take to run? There we go.
All right.
The applause is for
I needed more context time. To do that.
Okay, Kyle, you're back on.
Okay, great. So we're seeing the VK Wiki Basics screen right now? Okay. All right, so we want to make it easy for groups to go in and create communities, set them up, set up the users, and set up their ontologies, things like that. Want to make it easy for people to come in and create concepts. We chose to go with a WYSIWYG-type interface. Some wikis have gone that way. Some have gone with needing to know some custom markup language. Again, we want to lower the barriers to entry as much as possible. As Michael was talking about before, the amount of knowledge that's stored out there in things like Word and Excel and web documents, we need to be able to integrate those in the wiki as easily as possible. So we want to be able to copy and paste those in. Also be able to actually import some structured data, whether it's from ontologies or from Excel spreadsheets. And we'll go through a couple quick examples of that. And at the end result, we want to be able to move beyond what we call just flat text and give some structure to the data so that you can start allowing the system to do more of the work for you. So in the first scenario, we'll walk through, I've just got a little screen capture video, and we'll walk through just setting up a community. This one will say they have an interest in analyzing global news stories. Give us a chance to look at some of the basic wiki functions, and we'll import some ontologies from the web that we think may be of interest to this community, and we'll show how we can analyze those results. We'll be able to use the structured information that we've imported to do some faceted searching and some customized reports on those ontologies. So I will jump to the demo here. And hopefully this comes across okay as well. Okay, so we'll just start off here with creating a community. You can do this through our homepage. It's a simple three-step process. It's just a matter of coming up with a name for your community, giving it an address that you can get to, the URL, setting up some keywords here, and then setting the security for your website. Right now, the two most common types of security we have, sometimes early in a community creation, the founders want to lock it down so that they can only only allow access to people who have been invited to that community. And once they get further along, they want to open it up to the world. So you need to have a VK account to do. You can come in and you can pick a color scheme here. Just customize your wiki a little bit with that, and then entering your login and password to create your account. And once you've done that, it's just a matter of a couple more buttons, and you are there. So that's how we've lowered the barriers to creating the wiki. So once you've created this wiki, you come in. You're presented with some navigation points down the left, some across the top, very similar to the other wikis. If you want to edit the name of a concept, it's just a matter you can do it right in line. Go in and edit that. And in this case, we're going to want to add some context to this page, so we just click the edit button, and that'll take us right into the concept itself. And this is where we launch our WYSIWYG editor, which helps us. You can do things like pasting in from Word. You can also set bulleting, spell check, font colors, whatever. So if anyone can use a word processor, they can use this wiki. So in this case, we'll just paste in some text from a Word document I've got before. It retains the formatting from Word. And in terms of creating wiki concepts, all you have to do is highlight the concept that you want to make into a wiki concept and click on the button in the top right-hand corner that's make into a wiki concept. So we'll make topic areas, meetings, and editorial boards wiki concepts. We'll also just we can paste in an image from a web document here. Paste it in. You can resize it. And we can submit the page. And we can see the newly created web page here. So if we want to go one step further, we'll go to the editorial board, which is the concept that we just created, and we'll add some more information to it. So we'll paste in some information from Word again, and I have to say we just made up these names and grabbed some pictures from the web, so hopefully we didn't strike gold and offend anyone there. So we'll just change some of the formatting here, make it visible, a little more visible. And we'll paste in some pictures that we just grabbed off the internet of these people. And we'll paste in one more here. And then we'll want to go ahead and make our newly created people here into wiki concepts. So we'll just highlight their names and make them into wiki words. And they've now become concepts in the wiki. So we'll drive one further here, and we'll go into to the newly created Bruce. And we'll, again, go into the edit mode and paste in some text from the web. And if we scroll down the page, we'll create some more wiki concepts on this page, maybe some groups that he's associated with. Now, the next step is where we start to add a little bit more semantics to the wiki. So the system didn't know anything about this concept before. We knew that it was a concept, and we just actually said now that it's a person. Person was imported from the FOF ontology, which we give access to for all the wikis, and you can import your own ontologies as needed. And I'll show what that actually does in a second. You can also attach files to any concept in the wiki. In this case, we'll just attach a CV. And again, I think Michael stated the importance of that. That we want to make it as easy as possible to grab this information, because that's where most of the knowledge is stored right now, and we need to be able to add structure to it. So we'll submit this page, and it'll look much like the other pages, except
there are 10 minutes remaining in this conference. Please complete the conference or hang up and start a new conference at this time.
Did you guys hear that warning, or was that just me? Okay. Am I still on here?
Yeah, Steve, in 10 minutes, we'll have to reinitiate the dial-in.
The call? Okay. I'll just keep going until we lose me. And then
going until it's terminated, then give it a minute or so, and it'll be reestablished.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Okay, so what the system has done here is, because we've said that this thing is a type of person, it generates some little custom formlets that are also from the FOF ontology. So because it's a person, we know that a person has first name, last name, can be related to other concepts in the wiki through the nose relationship. And if we want to set these values, it's just a matter of going in and, again, inline editing them. And this is important from a viewing standpoint, but it becomes even more important when you want to do some structured searching of the information. So we can say that Bruce knows John Green and set that relationship. And you can see down at the bottom here, we've got the file that we've uploaded and attached. So it's great for meetings and things like that to upload your PowerPoints and stuff. So if we go back to the homepage, we'll go in and we will edit the meetings page. And we'll just create a couple meetings that are important for the setting up of this community. We'll create a kickoff meeting and a plenary session. Take these in, and again, we're just going to make them, change the formatting a bit here, make them wiki words. And we'll submit the page, and we'll go into the kickoff meeting. And so you'll notice that the kickoff meeting is it's just an empty page right now. We don't know anything about it. But we can add in some details, like Bruce will be the chair of this meeting. And what we'll do is we'll go ahead and we'll classify this concept. So we're going to say that it's actually just, we'll say it's a type of workshop, and this is from a conference ontology that we've imported into the system. And so now, once we go ahead and submit this page, we'll notice that we'll make Bruce Wells a concept here as well. It's also important to note that if you highlight a concept and make it into a wiki word, if that concept already exists in your community, then it will link to that existing concept. So, in this case, because we've made this thing a type of workshop, we know that a workshop is actually a subtype of event. An event has things associated like start dates, end dates, sub-event of, organizer has a participant, things like that. So we can go in date, because it knows it's a date field, it'll render this calendar widget so we can start the set the end date and set the start date. We can also set the organizer here. And we can say that Bruce is actually the organizer. So in the one case, in the text above, we said that Bruce will chair this meeting, but we've actually, in this has organizer field, we've actually typed that relationship between, so we know what the relationship is between the kickoff meeting and Bruce Wells, which is important if you want to start asking the system some questions. So, and if I click on Bruce, it'll take me back to Bruce's details page. So the next step here is we'll pull in some existing ontologies from the web. You can do file imports of tab delimited Excel files, which I'll go through in the next scenario. But for right now, we're going to import an OWL ontology. And what we'll do is we'll actually import terrorists and terrorist acts, just possible things of interest to this news group. So it's just a matter of finding the ontologies on the web and importing them into the system. And these ontologies can actually be extended as well through the wiki, so you can add properties and classes and things like that. So now that we've imported these ontologies, you can see that it's kind of added to our homepage, has a listing of what we have in the wiki. And currently we've got, notice down the bottom here, we've got 12 things have been imported of type suicide bombing. And suicide bombing is a class that comes from the terrorist acts ontology. So, because this information has structure, we're able to do some smarter searching on it, and we know that a suicide bombing, we'll just do a quick listing of all of them here, but we know that a suicide bombing has these things associated with it. It's a type of event, so there's certain characteristics that are associated with that. There was an agent that was involved in the bombing, or thought to be involved with the bombing. The bombing occurred at a specific location, and we can do a display of the victims of the bombing. So once we've done that, if we want to save this format, you may just save this report, and it's actually, this report becomes a wiki concept in and of itself, so it can be linked to and referenced from other places in the wiki. So we'll just give it a name here, and then we'll show some of the searching as well. So if you want, system knows again that in located relationship that you should just have locations. So that's what it lists. It lists the locations of the existing bombings. So we can go through and sort and just have it bring back all the bombings that occurred in Jerusalem. If you want to choose a different location, it's as simple as that as well.
Kyle?
So,
yeah. Kyle, in that example, where did the instance information that was being reported? I understand you're setting up the ontology automatically generate the report, but did you previously load it in the instance?
In this case, this instance information came from, like, the terrorist and the terrorist acts ontology contains some instance data, which seems to be fairly common. Some ontologies will come with just kind of a reference sample. Now, if we wanted to add our own instance data, because we can create a concept, and once we give it a type, it'll render the forms for us. So we'll be able to, if there was a new bombing that occurred yesterday, we can go in, create that concept, make it a type of bombing, and it'll render the form for us. And it, also, if we had, say, an Excel spreadsheet listing of instance data, we can wire that in as well.
Okay,
and I'll actually, in the next example, cover that in a bit more detail. So, yeah, sorry, I should have clarified that earlier. So that's the walkthrough of the first scenario here. If I go back to the PowerPoint. Okay. So the second example that I want to walk through is just a wiki that we built for NCOIC, and I'm sure there's some people in the audience who are quite familiar with NCOIC and what it does.
Kyle, I'll define its NetCentric Operations Industry Consortia.
Okay.
And your demo's coming through really well.
Okay, perfect. Thanks. And to extend a bit on what Brian's saying, it's an industry consortium that's working together to accelerate the development of a network-centric environment. And it's obviously a very complex goal, So what they've done is they've broken down into five technical teams, but it's also very important that those technical teams can work together and collaborate their efforts. So what we're gonna the example I'm gonna walk through is a case where we've got an ontology that was built by one of the teams and some instance data that was built or published from another one of the teams, and how we can relate those things together. So what I'll do is I'll just give a brief tour of the NCOIC community. I'll go through the scenarios that we were looking at helping with. I'll import an ontology from Excel. We use Excel to help extend an ontology. Oops. And then I'll show how we can use that to help harmonize the models. It's a fairly straightforward example, but hopefully it can get the point across. So the NCOIC community, we decide to make it what we call a closed or secure community for the beginning. So it requires a login. So we just go ahead and log into the community. And once you log in, you'll notice it looks a lot like the previous community that we've created. There's the same navigation on the top. There's things on the side like tools. You can search for people or documents. But the next set of navigation is actually the side navigation is completely customizable by the community. So in this case, they've added their own events tab, a listing of all events, so they can see the upcoming events. They can list their initiatives. Things that are important to a community you want to bring to the surface, obviously, just to enhance usability. And what I'll do here is we'll drive quickly into the scenarios that we were looking at evaluating, and I won't. I'll just pause here for a second. It's also worth noting right now there's two things of type architecture in the system that will actually change once we go through, and we'll be importing some architectures from an Excel spreadsheet. So these are
phone number. Tell him to call back in.
Welcome. This service is provided by freeconferencecall.com.
Since it's free, they cut you off after about 8 hours.
Entered 484206. If this is correct, press 1. There are 2 other callers on the call. At any time, press 4 for conference instructions. Please announce yourself.
Executive Briefing Center, this is Brand. Kyle, are you still on the line? Hopefully we'll be. Anybody on the line?
Yeah, Brand, this is Harry Pape. I'm back in.
Okay. Kyle, are you back? He stopped the demo. He knew that we were cut off.
Okay, I'm back in here.
Great. Sorry for the interruption. Go ahead, Kyle.
Okay, perfect. These are the seven scenarios. I'm not sure exactly where I got cut off here, but so basically, we need to enable collaboration between these groups, allow them to harmonize, and provide some traceability so that they can find out where. So that they can find out where to get back to, where those assertions were made, and they basically need to take real world documents like Excel spreadsheets, Word documents, and specifications and models and ontologies, and they need to integrate those things together. So the specific scenario, as I mentioned before, we've got what's called the CR working group, which is the consumer requirements working group, and the semantic interoperability group, and the customer requirements group. They published an Excel spreadsheet, which was a list of architectures that could possibly be used to meet certain requirements. And the semantic interoperability group was the one that published the ontologies that kind of explain how the architectures fit together with other types of knowledge in the system. So what we'll do here is we'll go into the tools, and we'll do an import of the file. And what I'll just show here, so this is actually the Excel file that we're going to be importing. It just lists some architectures and some basic information about those architectures, who the sponsors were, what the type is, what the acronyms were, things like that. So we'll just go through and I'll go back to the demo here, and we'll play it. So to create an import, it's just a matter of uploading the file. In this case, it's a tab-delimited file that we've exported from Excel. So we'll give our import a name just so we can refer to it later. And it's just a matter of uploading the file, sending the file on my machine. And when we upload through the tab-delimited import, it actually parses through the file and grabs the name of all the columns. So I'll scroll down and show that in a sec. So the first thing we want to set here, it gives us a listing of existing classes in the system. So we've got a couple different NCOIC ontologies in the system. In this case, we're going to grab the system lifecycle ontology and the architecture class, because each row in this spreadsheet represents an instance of that class. So we will go through. We just want to choose which column we want to use to name, which in this case happens to be the first column. And we'll go through here. Now you can see the listing of all the columns in the spreadsheet. Jump a bit into, you can kind of see that we've our OWL model has been exposed here. We use an OWL model underneath this wiki as well. And in this case, we're basically letting the users choose whether that column represents a data type property, like a flat attribute, maybe a name or a date or something like that, or whether it's an object property, which would link it to another concept, create another concept and link it through some typed relationship. So we can go through and we can set whether we want to use an object property or a data type property for each column. Let's go through and set those. And once we've got all the columns set up, we can just a matter of importing the, running the import, and it will go through and structure all the information for us. So now if we go back to the home page, we can see down here that we've actually imported, we now have 44 individuals of type architecture. So we can go in and look at some of the structured searching like we did before. So we can add a column to show the domain of those. And this is domain in the, not in the OWL sense, but in the architecture sense. We can list out who the sponsors were, and we can add something like a brief description. And just to show, I mean, adding columns, you can add columns and just, it's easy to remove them as well. Brief description is an example of one that maybe shouldn't be a column. So if we just remove that out, and again, the structured searching will allow us to say search by sponsors. We can look for architectures that were sponsored by Northrop Grumman. And in this case, we'll actually want to, the example that I'm going to use going forward is one that's from NCOIC. So we can do a name search on NCOIC. To find that example. We'll drive through it to show the... So again, because the because we specified what the structure of this data was in the import, it actually extended the ontology to include these data type properties and object properties, and it wired them together. So it created, under sponsors where it says network-centric operations industry consortium, it's actually created that as a concept and related it to the NCOIC interoperability framework. So just to show how these things fit together, if we go back to the home page, and we'll dive into the, into the SI work group here. So the SI work group has uploaded or pasted in a file that includes it's a MECI document which basically list some of the problems and the actual, I've got it somewhere in my notes here. It's MECI stands for Mobile Emergency Communications Interoperability, so it's kind of a requirements document. And in this case, there's a section on disaster response requirements and scenario gap analysis. And this is actually related to Hurricane Katrina and the response and some of the failures around that response. So in this document itself, what we've done is we've beforehand gone through and highlighted this text, inability of supporting elements at all levels to communicate. And what this actually is, this concept represents a gap in the ontology that the semantic interoperability group has put together. So we've made that thing a concept, and we can go into it, and we can see here that that thing has been made of type gap, and it's associated with a requirement that went unfulfilled. So there's a structured link to this, and what we'll do is we can drive into the unfulfilled requirement that's related to this gap. And if we want to suggest an architectural alternative for this requirement, we now have our list, and this is the list that was brought in from the Excel spreadsheet that was provided by the customer requirements work group. So we're wiring in instance data from the customer requirements work group onto the ontology that was provided by the SI working group. So it's just a matter of setting that object for that relationship and driving through. And the other thing that's worth noting is the system's smart enough to know that for the relationship architectural alternatives, that you should only be seeing architectures in that list. So it won't be displaying things that don't make sense to go in that relationship. And that all those rules are driven by the underlying AL model using the domain range of the properties. So, and again, we can drive back to the NCOIC framework that we were looking at earlier. And it'll have a link back to the original concept. So that kind of concludes that walkthrough. Go back to the homepage. I did some of the things that are also important in our wiki that I didn't walk through today. Some of the administration is obviously very important in a wiki, things like security settings and mail settings and things like that. I didn't walk through the actual creation of the ontologies, but I'd be happy to do that another time with anyone who's interested, where you can use the wiki to create ontological concepts like classes and properties and wire those things together. Some other concepts like derived properties and creating properties through some of the existing formlets. So didn't walk through everything, but just to kind of wrap things up here, again, emphasizing the need to take documents from many different forms and harmonize them together. Use that to integrate the ontologies. And
great.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Kyle.
No problem. Is there any questions? Clarification?
We said there. Are there any particular questions? Just one here.
Okay, we have one or two, and we have Chuck. You're next. Do you want to come up front here, and we're ready to.
I'm interested in the connection between the structured and unstructured information. And is the free form text, are those properties in your OWL? And how do you relate the various forms of information?
So the free form text, as it comes in, is basically when the free form text is pasted in and nothing is done with it, it's a lot like an annotation property in OWL. Anything in that freeform text, though, can be highlighted and made into a wiki concept. And once something's a wiki concept, we can make it into instance data, we can make it into an OWL property, we can make it into an OWL class. What we've done is we've leveraged, there's an existing OWL ontology that describes the OWL model. That's not too confusing. And that allows us to do those types of things. So the text can be, the hyperlinks and the concepts can be pretty much anything we want them to be, modeling information or actual instance data. Does that answer your question?
Yes, he says yes.
He's not. Okay, perfect.
Okay, are there any other questions? Okay, the final kind of thought on this is that there are opportunities when you're in a semantically modeled environment that you can then take things to an executable stage. And we haven't really, you know, dealt with that, but certainly, you know, that's in the roadmap of both of these wiki environments.
Absolutely.
Okay, again, thank you very much. And our next speaker.
I should explain, Kyle is in Vancouver, British Columbia, so we've saved him a long trip to this.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Okay, we're going to now switch over. Our next speaker, Chuck Raber, it will also be kind of responding to the relationship of structured and unstructured, but in this case,